angelos means messenger. An angel was understood to be a creature far below God and yet far above man. Pure spirit, without a body, but possessed of an intellect and will. Jews believed in angels. As a matter of fact, they believed that St. Michael the Archangel was the protector of Israel. Muslims believe in angels. Christians believe in angels. And pagans believe in angels. Reason demands angels. Seneca speaks of angels. So does Virgil. So does Plutarch. Epictetus said that every man is a guardian angel. Plato and Aristotle said that God used the angels for the government of the world. And the reason pagans believe in angels is something like this. An angel to a pagan was necessary because of the hierarchy of the universe. First they said, here is the world of matter. Then above that is the world of life. Above that is the world of sentiency belonging to animals. Above that is the world of intellect and will in man with a body. Therefore, they said there ought to be some creatures above, possessed of an intellect and a will, but without a body and below God. And hence they peopled their world with angels. An angel is very smart, much smarter than man. He knows more science than Einstein. He knows more baseball than Leo DeRocher. He knows more jokes than Bob Hope. And knows a million times better than I do how to give a good television show. When an angel has an idea, take for example the idea of man, the angel knows every individual man in the world in virtue of that universal idea. We do not. We just know humanity in general. I know that girls would like to have ideas like that, so if they had a general idea of a man, they would know every single man in the world. That belongs only to angels. But then, of course, an angel does not know everything. There are certain limitations. An angel does not know future contingent events. An angel does not know the mysteries of grace, unless God reveals those. And thirdly, an angel does not know the secrets of the heart and the motivations of the will. Only the psychiatrist. Then an angel has no body. When angels appear to man, they have the appearance of bodies, but they're just like the dickies the waiters wear. They zip off the back. The theme song of an angel is, I ain't got no body. And therefore an angel never has anything that gets loose, which is a great convenience. Now, not all angels are good. There are some angels that are bad. And I'm going to get, if my little angel doesn't change this board in a minute, I'm going to give him a square halo because he'd be a blockhead. Created good, but they were not confirmed in glory. There is a law running through the universe that no one shall be crowned unless he has struggled. Hence, man is put on this earth to say I or nay to his eternal destiny. And the angels themselves had to pass the test. What that test was, we do not know for sure. We can only guess. One of the beautiful guesses. It is presumed that God revealed to the angels the fact that man would sin through an abuse of reason, and that God would redeem man in the person of Christ. rose up forward to God in the form of man, they rebelled. They said that God should not lose such dignity as to descend to lowly human nature, that he should become an angel if he would humiliate himself. And they refused to adore God who would become man. Some of them were lost. When an angel is lost, there's no change of mind. An angel can change his mind. I know wisecrack about women. Say the reason a woman's mind is cleaner than a man's is because she changes it more often. But an angel can change his mind because an angel sees the consequences of each and every one of his decisions with the same clarity that you and I see the part can never be greater than the whole. Once we understand the meaning of the word part and the meaning of the word whole, the principle flashes. It's irrevocable. We never can take it back. Man does not see things that clearly, hence man can be forgiven 70 times 7. The angel's will and decision is irrevocable. Lost. They are lost forever. They are called the bad angels. There are a lot of them. One wonders, incidentally, if many of the people today were committing murder, and they were saying, I heard a voice saying, kill him, kill him. It was not an evil spirit suggesting it. Though an evil spirit cannot impose itself upon the will of man, man still remains free. The suggestion would come from the outside, like a billboard.